first up, talk to me about the name Honeymoon Suite. I mean, what's the story behind that? I understand it's got something to do with Niagara Falls.
Well, Johnny D has started the band back in, oh my gosh, 1981 or something. And he grew up in Niagara Falls. So he started the band, and he wanted, somebody suggested, you know, when he was looking for a name, something to do with where he came from, somebody suggested Honeymoon Suite. He needed a name quickly, so he just grabbed that, and it's kind of stuck ever since.
Little decision like that, and then 40-plus years later, hey?
And I grew up, like, right next door to him in St. Catharines.
Yep.
You know, we grew up, like, right in the same area, although we didn't even know each other till later on when we lived in Toronto.
You came into the band around 83, I think, and a song that you wrote, New Girl Now, I mean, that won you guys, I think it was an unsigned band contest, and I mean, really, it kicked things into high gear for you with 84's self-titled debut. I mean, that must have been a really good feeling for a new guy in the band.
Yeah, well, the band, Johnny had it about 6 months before I joined, but just any players that he could get. He was just putting a cover band together, and they needed to work. So through a mutual contact, I was out of the gig, and I auditioned and met Johnny. And from that day forward, we started to build the real band and get serious. And our whole intention was to get a record deal, get something done. And I'd come in with these songs that I'd written a few years earlier in college. There was a local homegrown contest in Toronto with the station Q107. And we cut a demo and sent it in. It won and got the label's attention. We started to get a buzz, long story short. And then we got signed. You know, to Wea. Recorded New Girl Now, did the video, it hit the air, it was an instant hit, and it just, things took off for us.
So fast forward now, 42-ish years later, I mean, this band has been just, for lack of a better word, kind of humming along all these years, and I mean that in the nicest sense, like you guys keep doing your thing, there's no drama, there's no, at least from what the public sees, what's been the keys to the longevity of Honeymoon Suite?
I would say that the airplay and the fans all these years. There were some lean years in the 90s when our kind of music died because of grunge, you know, but we soldiered on through and we waited our turn, and then we've been on a coming back in the last 10 or 20 years. Things have been just really great. But through it all, since 1983, when the album came out, we are still getting a ton of airplay on all of our singles. We were lucky to have all these singles off the early albums. Mm-hmm. And that sustained us, man. And our fan base is incredible. They stick with us. We have new fans. What can I say? The demand is there. The radio airplay is there. So we keep going. We don't question it. We're just really lucky. And we don't take it for granted. So here we are.
What kind of musical influences did you bring into the band? I mean, what did you listen to when you grew up?
Well, I was the rock guy when I started to play guitar. You know, Ritchie Blackmore was my hero, Deep Purple. That was my, you know, my first, when I was starting to play, I wanted to be Ritchie Blackmore because I loved, you know, the late 70s rock stuff, Santana and Zeppelin and all that. And then later on, late 70s, of course, Van Halen's first record came out. Mm-hmm. And I was just, you know, from that point on, I just loved Eddie and I loved Van Halen. So I think that I brought the rock element into the band, whereas Johnny was on the other side listening to Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and the more progressive stuff. Mm-hmm. But the two of us, you know, together, we kind of, you know, made good music.
What's your favorite aspect of what you do? Is it writing, touring, recording? What is it?
It's all of the above. I love touring. I can't wait to leave the house and get on the airplane and go, you know, go play gigs. It's still just as fun and exciting for me to be able to do this after all these years. I'm pretty lucky. The touring and the playing, because we don't do these long tours anymore, so it's just, I don't get enough of it, you know? When I'm not doing that, I'm in home. I'm constantly writing songs, recording and writing at home. So it's all of this stuff, man. It's just whatever's music related. But if I go a long time without a show, I get really antsy. I love the live stuff.
December 30th, you were here with Chilliwack. And then after that, I saw some posts about where you guys were having fun meeting up with the boys from Loverboy. So it must be really great to have that really rich history of touring and, you know, playing on the same bills with some of these great bands over all these years.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And Canada's a big country, but it's musically, it's not very big in terms of the amount of bands, and the older ones, not that many left. So of course the Loverboy guys, we've been friends with them for forever, since the early 80s. We played with them and done shows. A lot of U.S. bands that I, because I live in the States, and we're starting to do a lot more shows down here now. So there's a lot of American guys from the 80s bands that I keep in touch with and I see at these festivals, and they're all kind of back out there playing. Yeah. So yeah, it's a nice community.
If you had to pick one thing after all these years, what are you most proud of as a member of Honeymoon Suite?
When I was a kid, I wanted to play guitar. And then I discovered that, you know, I wanted to be a songwriter, because playing guitar was enough. But I saw these, like the Beatles and the Stones and everything, and bands that wrote their own songs. I thought that was the coolest thing you could ever do. Mm-hmm. So I concentrated on being a guitar player, but I wanted to write songs. So what I'm proud of is that I've written songs and I've written hits, mm-hmm. and they're still getting played on the radio 40 years later. I'm really proud of that. Sold a lot of albums, and it's really heartwarming. I wrote those songs, and I'm still writing those songs. So that is really something I'm kind of proud of myself. It's not an easy thing to do. Those things are forever. It's great.
You're also being a little bit modest, because I think that, you know, most of the Honeymoon Suite songs that were the biggest hits came from your songwriting. So, I mean, you know, you definitely deserve the accolades for your accomplishments in that sense. Not to take anything away from the rest of the guys, but...
I know, we're pretty lucky, and I just, yeah. Right place, the right time, being in a great band. And I finally met Johnny D because I needed a singer, like Paul Dean needed Mike Reno, you know. When they connected, that's the magic, you know. Mm-hmm. The voice, you need the song, and you need the singer. And fortunately, we found that, and it's still going today.
Now, you've got to tell me a little bit of the story behind the iconic Godin signature tread guitar. I mean, how did that whole thing come about?
I've been working with Godin on and off for many years now. We kind of kept in touch, and they would give us a guitar here and there. I was keeping in touch with them. Always really great people, but we never really get a full endorsement. What happened was a friend of ours, who's producing the new album we're working on, he was at NAMM out in California, the big music show. And he's a guitar player, this guy that's producing our record. And he's a friend of the guy at Godin's who was out there with Godin, you know, at the big music industry show. So they were hanging out, and they got chatting. And Mike, our producer, was saying, hey, well, I'm working with Gary with Honeymoon Suite now. We're doing a new record. And the guy from Godin is like, oh, man, I love that band. We've always liked them. And I love that guitar, just the tire tread. And Mike says, well, why don't you guys do a – he's a call Gary up and see, maybe do a signature model, because it's pretty iconic design. Maybe you should do a signature model. So lo and behold, the dude from Godin probably called me about a month later and said, I want to talk to you. Would you ever consider doing a signature model on your tread guitar? Mm-hmm. And I say, hell yeah. Because I'd been with Kramer in the 80s. They were really good to me, gave me a bunch of guitars, but I never did a signature model with them. So here we are. Godin offered, and I jumped on it, and we worked a long time, and I'm really proud of it. So it's kind of a bucket list thing for me. So I've got a signature model, and it's a really nice guitar, too.
And at this point, too, I mean, it's iconic, as I mentioned, because when you think Honeymoon Suite, at least for me anyway, I think of that guitar, right?
Yeah, it's funny because it has nothing to do with Honeymoon Suite. Well, in a way, it came out on our third record. It didn't appear till Racing After Midnight, where I was in L.A. and I had a Kramer, and I was kind of bored, and I painted it one day at the place I was staying just for fun. I wanted to do something different. So that appeared on the back cover of Racing After Midnight, the guitar I started using, because I wanted my own look. And at that time, a lot of guys were doing their own kind of guitars. And so that's where it started. And it's gone till today, you know.
So finally, and I mean, you kind of alluded to this a little bit already, but what does the future hold for Honeymoon Suite? Obviously more touring, but, and again, you talked about writing and maybe even recording new music. In addition to, I think you had a few singles released over the last 4 or 5 years, but, you know, is there any plan to put them on an album, or what's the future hold?
Yes. Funny you say that. We have a new album that's finished, and it's being mixed now. Final mixes are now. In the last year, we released actually 2 singles from the new album, just mm-hmm. to kind of keep things fresh out there. And we got some great airplay. We even charted in Canada with our last single called Find What You're Looking For. Mm-hmm. So that is totally happening. It's going to be out this summer, brand new studio album, all new songs. And it sounds really killer. Probably best thing we've done in a while. So that will be out there. We're booking shows for the summer and all kinds of things. I can't believe how busy I am with just so much stuff going on. I don't know if you know this, but I have a daughter who's 21. Her name's Leah Marlene. And she's a singer. And she got on American Idol last year, and she went right to the end. She's the top three. She almost won that show. But her career is just shot up, and it's got twice as busy around this house because now we're booking her tours and working with her agents and working. And she's in Nashville working on her career. So, and I tour with her when I can. I go out on the road. So now I've got two things. So it's very busy around this house.
No kidding. Well, and I think that just shows you that there's some good musical genes in your family.
Well, she's wonderful. I mean, she did herself. She's got a beautiful voice. So it's good. It's really fun to see her starting her career, and I'm helping her in any way I can, you know.
Yeah, like a good dad. No, that's fair. Well, and the other thing, too, you mentioned about being busy these days, I think that's also a testament to you and to Johnny and the rest of the guys. I mean, you guys have, you know, it's a product, right? And you've put this product out for so many years and people love it. So, I mean, you know, on behalf of most fans, I just, you know, keep doing it. I can't wait to see this album. So,
yeah, well, it's a brand, you know, and it's, mm-hmm. it keeps going on and on. People love those songs and they're pretty open to the new stuff. I handle a lot of the stuff with the band. I'm the writer, the producer, the travel agent, the business guy. You know, I wear a lot of hats because I like to be in control of things, and it's actually pretty ship shape. You know, I love it. It's fun. It's very good.
Yeah,
you know, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with me. As I said, I've been a Honeymoon Suite fan for as long as I can remember. So this has been a real thrill for me, Derry.
Yeah, man. Good talking with you. Thank you.